Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. This is Peter and Jeremy of Knights Council 15962, and I'm very happy to spend the next 25 minutes praying with you and talking the gospel with you as we pray for your prayer intentions. And let me wish you all a happy new year, and I hope the Christmas season has treated you well. Before we get into the gospel, I do want to remind everybody that the Jubilee year declared by Pope Francis goes to the 6th. Although this is, you know, tomorrow is the Feast of the Epiphany, it falls on the 4th. The traditional day of it is January 6th, and the Holy Year does not end till after that. So you still have 4 more days, assuming that you're listening to this on Saturday, to get that extra plenary indulgence that's been offered. I mean, you still have time to go through Holy Doors, but remember, Pope Francis, before he died, allowed 2 plenary indulgences a day. And you'll find the details on the back of the indulgence calendar. The stipulation is that the second indulgence, you have to have a second communion for it. Remember, a second communion in a day has to be gotten at a Mass. Can't be a communion service, can't be someplace else. It has to be at a Mass. And the second plenary indulgence has to be offered for someone who has died. The first one you can retain for yourself. And when you're doing plenary indulgences, I urge you to make sure you retain at least one for yourself. But the second one has to be for someone who is deceased, someone in purgatory, or at least that you think might be in purgatory. So remember, you have until January 6th. So do not fail to take advantage of this. So Tuesday is the last day. So if you get a chance to get that second indulgence, by all means do so. Now, since this is Epiphany, you can guess what the gospel's going to be, because it's always the same gospel. The gospel from Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is it written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are no means the least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they sent out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Now, we all know the story of the gift of the Magi, and of course, in the first reading for this weekend in Isaiah chapter 60, it predicts the wise men coming. "The riches of the sea will be emptied out before you, the wealth of the nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephrah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord," which is, of course, a reference to the wise men. Now, there are several very important things to consider about the wise men. First of all, we know they're rich. They're referred to as kings. Now, they have to be rich. And the reason they have to be rich is that if you're bringing a caravan, I did a little bit of research on this. A caravan in the first century that is not traveling on from Roman roads. Remember, it came from the east, and the Roman Empire did not extend east very far from Judea. The average travel speed is 1 to 2 miles an hour. You can only travel really in daylight. You have to have camels. You have to have beasts that can carry enough provisions for a troop. And if you're carrying valuable items, as the wise men were, you have to have guards to fend off bandits. So you have to be carrying, in addition to what you're planning on presenting to the baby Jesus, provisions and or sufficient monies to buy provisions on a trip where you might travel 10 miles a day, maybe 20, if you're lucky. And remember, they're traveling at the speed of a walking camel. So this is not very fast. It's taking months, depending on how far away they're coming from. Maybe even years. We don't know for sure. Because, they're not, again, we're not going faster than 1 or 2 miles an hour. And they've, you know, they've got to feed and water themselves. They have to make sure they find water along the route and all of that stuff. So first, we know they have money. We know they're wealthy. And over, they talk about how hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Yet these rich men recognize the coming of the Lord, which is a contradiction. And then, of course, you know, Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. Pilate himself puts a sign over his cross, the King of the Jews. No matter what you hear someone say online, no matter what some Muslim tells you, because Muslims are now trying to spread disinformation on Twitter. I've seen it myself, insisting that Jesus was not a Jew. Pilate puts King of the Jews on the cross. Let's keep reality in here. That's what INRI is, the Jesus Nazarene Rex Judean. Remember, and there's no J. I is the J in that language. So we know that Jesus is the King of the Jews. We know that the Jews are monotheists, and we also know we are different from the Gentiles. We are separate from the Gentiles. Remember, the high priests don't go into the praetorium. Pilate has to come out because they'd be unclean if they went into an unclean house. Remember, when Peter eats with the Gentiles, when the Holy Spirit sends them there, the disciples are, you went into a Gentile house? You know, like, amazing. What's wrong with you type of thing? And the only reason why the Samaritans are accepted is because they're from the other tribes of Israel that broke off. If you're not familiar with it, read Kings and Chronicles, and that'll give you the details. This is after Solomon. Yet these Magi are not Jews. They're not even a little bit Jewish. They're Gentiles. So this is foreshadowing things. It foreshadows that the rich are not doomed. So people who try and preach the gospel as if it's all about hating the rich, false. That's false. And it foreshadows the Gentiles following Christ, God coming for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. And also note that Herod is plotting to kill the Christ. Interesting contradiction that the Gentiles come to worship. Herod wants an excuse to have him dead. And the Gentiles listen to the dream saying, don't go back to Herod. Message from God, they obey. Again, they're not Jews, but they're obeying. Now, the interesting thing about all of this is occasionally you had a king be crowned very young. One of the great kings of Israel, Josiah, was crowned at like 8 or 9. And he became one of the great kings. But generally, this king of the Jews isn't all that much of a threat to Herod. It's going to be decades before he's old enough to be a king. And Harry doesn't care. Harry wants to protect his dynasty. Harry does not want people to resist him based on the existence of this king. So it becomes all about himself rather than about God. And in a sense, this foreshadows the Jewish authorities rejecting Christ. Now, not all will. Remember, all of Jesus' disciples are Jews. His mother is a Jew. All the people who follow him just about are Jews. And the early Christians are all Jews who follow the Jewish law and who probably continue to follow the Jewish law. Paul makes some minor exceptions and they allow things with the Gentiles. But it's very unlikely that they separate from Jewish law. Remember, Peter had to be told, you know, what God has made clean, you cannot call profane. When he sees the sheet in Acts, you know, I've never eaten any of these things. I would never do this, such a thing. Yet this breaks all the rules. This breaks all the stereotypes. And is a huge sign of what's coming. Now remember, the shepherds come first. The shepherds come the night on the birth. The shepherds are Jews. The shepherds are not rich. So the shepherds come first. And that prefigures the good news being spread to the house of Israel first. The wise men prefigures that it's going to go beyond that. And I think that the humble shepherds combined with the rich kings really solidifies what Jesus is going to do. It's going to be for rich and for poor. It's going to be for Jews and for Gentiles. There's going to be opposition by some within the Jewish people. There's going to be support from some of the Jewish people. All of these are prefigured by this. All of this is a reflection of what is coming. And as a person who would be considered a Gentile, as my ancestry is Sicilian, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. So we need to be grateful for the sign of the wise men. We need to be grateful for their obeying God. Because again, they had free will. They could have ignored the dream and went back to Herod. They could have saw the star and said, oh, that's interesting, and just recorded it and not bothered to bring the gifts. They could have found the child Jesus, saw the poverty that he lived in by comparison, and thought, oh, this can't be right. They didn't do those things. They were overjoyed, and they humbled themselves. And again, note the parallel. The poor humbled themselves before Christ in the form of the shepherds. The rich humbled themselves before Christ in the form of the kings. The Jews humbled themselves before Christ, their king, in the forms of the shepherds. The Gentiles humbled themselves before Christ and God in the form of the wise men. All of this tells us that the mission of Christ is for all humanity. And this is why we can't judge all humanity. We can judge a sinful act, but we can't judge an individual because we do not know when Christ will be followed by them. We do not know when they will see their own star, find Jesus, and rejoice. Keep that in mind when you're ready to throw somebody away. Now let's get to some prayer requests. I have a request for a fellow who's in a nursing home who's been having some issues. I have a prayer request for a lady who lost a loved one and is dealing with various things. Prayer request for some children and grandchildren. Prayer request for a young man looking for work. Some of our standing prayer requests for Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy, for Jake, for the two Marianne's. For the prayer requests of the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia, for the Sisters of the Rosary, for all those who donate to WQPH, and we are so grateful for you. And we hope to see you at the WQPH Shrove Tuesday breakfast. I'll have a little more details on that next week, but obviously it's Shrove Tuesday. We'll be serving from about 7:30 in the morning at St. Bernard's Parish till about 10. And I will be the final speaker at that. I'm going to talk a little bit about Lent myself at the end of that once I'm done cooking. And I want to pray for a woman who's having some problems at her work, two people who are having surgery. We want to pray for the prayer lists of Marlene, of Chris, and of a dear friend who died, who was praying for many people. In addition to that, want to pray for someone who is about to finish their studies. Pray for a woman just out of the nursing home, and for two people who are preparing to have operations that they have to deal with. And that's pretty much it. And we're going to also pray for all of the intentions of those who are listening who did not get a chance to post them on the prayer wall. And just a reminder, the prayer wall is online at our website at wqphradio.org/prayerwall. Take advantage of the prayer wall to get your prayer requests up. And because this is the season, we are going to do the fourth joyful mystery, which is the presentation in the temple. And we're going to begin this as we begin all of our prayers in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fourth joyful mystery is the presentation in the temple. We offer thee, Lord Jesus, fourth decade in honor of the presentation of the temple and the purification of Mary. And we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, purity of body and soul. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most in thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the presentation of the temple come down to our souls. Amen. Now, for those of you doing the indulgence calendar, we're going to pray these for the intentions of the Holy Father. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us from the day of battle. We had offense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my own family. Amen. And I pray all of these things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to remind you, in addition to the pancake breakfast for Shrove Tuesday, that the Knights of Columbus, my council, 15962, is going to be having a pancake breakfast this month and in a couple of weeks. I believe the day is going to be the, let's see, I believe it's the 18th, but might be the 11th. I'll have to confirm that. I'm pretty sure it's the 18th, but I'll double check that for next week. The Knights will be having, it's we downstairs at St. Bernard's Parish at St. Camilla's Church. We'll be serving after the 8 and 10 o'clock masses, and there's also takeout. It's very inexpensive. A small fundraiser for the Knights. We'd be very happy to see you there. And I want to remind you also, of course, that our chosen Knights will continue. The next one will be on the 14th. Of January as we begin Season 3 of The Chosen. Now let's do our closing prayers in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, upon the listeners to the show, on all those stations that carry the show, and all the shows and listeners of WQPH. To renew us in faith, enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church to follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Till next time, this is Peter and Jeremy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962, saying goodbye and God bless for your prayer intentions.
We wish you a happy and blessed new year from all your family at WQPH.
Tim Kilcoyne, WQPH Radio, 89.3 FM. With my voice a little lower here as I sit before the Blessed Sacrament in my hometown original parish of St. John, the Guardian of Our Lady, in Clinton, Mass. And my Christmas reflection for all of you as we approach the new year would be simply, what is it that we're giving and what is it that we're receiving? I hope all of you are able to give of yourself to those around you, most especially in your family, who are in need of spiritual help, just like everybody else, including ourselves. We can only assume that there's an internal struggle across in each and every one of our lives. And at Christmas time, maybe that cross can get lifted up by loved ones. Needless to say, Christmas is such a time of memories of our loved ones as well, and so many of the great people of our family ancestry who made Christmas such a wonderful, wonderful time because of their holiness and their love. Might we offer up our prayers to the faithful departed at Christmas to never forget how they made that time such a time of grace in our life. May we do the same for others. And may we receive the docility of the Holy Spirit at this beautiful time of year to renew our baptismal vows, our confirmation, promise to be a soldier for Christ, and to simply be that light in the darkness, not only at this time of year, but all the year through. And don't forget, 89.3 FM, eternalliferadio.org is in great need of your generosity, and we're just ever so grateful to our foundress, Marianne Harold, who, like Mother Angelica the Great, has been trooping along for many years, and is truly at not only God's mercy, but yours as well, especially at Christmas and all through the year. Do make a donation. God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass., 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best in faithful, Catholic Radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net. That's VIOLATIRE.net. Please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
We're here with Father Bob, and he has a message for all those who are suffering from certain anxieties and issues with our current world and how to cope.
We are the people of God, and God's never going to abandon us. He watches over us, and that's why some things are beyond our control. What's happening with Russia and Ukraine and also in Israel and Gaza. There's a lot of things, the violence in the United States of America, people using knives and guns and stabbing people. So for ourselves, we trust that the Lord, Lord Jesus, you bring us peace, you bring us healing, you watch over us. Watch over those, especially those who are suffering from anxiety, discouragement, that they're not quite sure if everything's okay. We know that if we trust in you, all is well and all will be well, because it's beyond, we're not in control of the world. You are. You are the Creator, you are the Son of God. You've given us the grace of healing, the grace of love, the sense of hope, that all of us have hope because we trust that the Lord would never ever abandon us. He knows you, the God's daughter, the God's son. And I will walk with you today, I'll walk with you tomorrow, I'll walk with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Father Tian Nguyen, and I'm associate at St. Leo in Leominster, Massachusetts. And I just wish you a happy new year to all Americans and also Vietnamese people and everybody that may Christ live in your hearts and open your mind, your hearts, and welcome Him and love God all the way to heaven.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.